Your Bible reveals the future of the world and the future of the universe. There is coming a time when this planet Earth will be purified with fire. It will become a new Earth. The Earth will then host a heavenly city, the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven to planet Earth. The mysterious book of Revelation tells us in Revelation 21, verse 1, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea." But will you be alive to enjoy that new earth and the New Jerusalem? My friends, God has planned a glorious future for those who love Him and have surrendered their lives to our Savior Jesus Christ. You can learn more about the future from our free study guide we're offering today, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. Be sure to write down the contact information to order your free copy. What can you do to enjoy the New Jerusalem and the reality of a glorious future? Join us on today's program, The New Jerusalem. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Most of us who are tuned into world news can see that the world is headed for World War III and Armageddon. But we also know that God has promised a time of world peace under the soon coming kingdom of God. That's the good news. In fact, the word gospel means good news. And how do we know our destiny with total knowledge and confidence? Because Jesus Christ has revealed the future in His Olivet Prophecy, recorded in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. He has also revealed amazing details of the world beyond World War III in the last book of the Bible. It's called the Revelation of Jesus Christ. The old King James Version wrongly called it the Revelation of St. John the Divine. Of course, John was told to write down the inspired words of Revelation for you and me. The book of Revelation is a mysterious book, but you can understand its mysteries by reading our free study guide, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. Be sure to write down the contact information to order your free copy. What is the ultimate future of the world and of the universe? What will your life be like after you die and are resurrected? We'll answer those questions on today's program. One of the major events that will affect your life and the lives of your family will be the establishment of the city of Jerusalem as capital of the world. Then there will ultimately appear on earth the heavenly city called the New Jerusalem. That city will become the capital of the new earth and the entire universe. You need to study and learn more about your future and the future of all human beings who have ever lived. Jerusalem today is the focus of three major religions: Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Its many historic and biblical sites draw millions of visitors every year. Before COVID, as many as 4 million visitors would visit in a year. Israel's tourism ministry reported that in 2022, 2.67 million tourists visited Jerusalem. Jerusalem today is a bustling modern city with a vibrant historic old city sector. But when Christ returns, the city will reflect a new landscape. Ezekiel, the 48th chapter, describes the various districts and borders of the city. The Millennial Temple will be the center of the city, and streams of flowing and healing waters will flow out from it, as described in Ezekiel chapter 47. My friends, Jerusalem will finally live up to the very meaning of its name, City of Peace. We all yearn for world peace. Thank God He has guaranteed peace and prosperity for all nations that will serve Him in the coming kingdom. When Jesus returns, He will rule all nations on earth, as it tells us in Zechariah 14, verse 9. "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth." All nations will worship the king and send representatives to Jerusalem, Zechariah 14 and verse 16. "And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." In spite of today's conflict surrounding the Middle East and the city of Jerusalem, Jerusalem will be the capital of the world. Turn in your Bible to Zechariah 8 and verse 3. "Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth, the Mountain of the Lord of Hosts, the holy mountain. Jesus Christ will dwell in Jerusalem. He says, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. In fact, the city will have another name. The very last verse in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 48, verse 35, states, the name of the city from that day shall be, the Lord is there. The name of the city in Hebrew is Yahweh Shammah. But what does this mean for you as a Christian today? When you are resurrected, will you go to heaven for eternity, or will you inherit the earth? What did Jesus say in the famous Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, the fifth chapter? Matthew, the fifth chapter, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Notice, did Jesus say the poor in spirit would go to heaven for eternity, while the meek would inherit the earth? No. What Jesus did say was that the poor in spirit would be blessed with the kingdom of heaven. Let's understand, my friends, the kingdom of heaven is coming to earth when Christ returns. That is when the saved inherit the kingdom. That's the time when Christ will tell his faithful servants, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That's in Matthew 25, verse 34. Let's read another reference that reveals our inheritance. Turn your Bible to Revelation 5, verse 10, referring to faithful Christians. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign, where? On the earth. What an awe-inspiring verse. Notice 2 points. 1, faithful Christians are called to become kings and priests. They will assist the King of Kings in ushering in lasting peace. And where will they reign? In heaven? No, on the earth. We shall reign on the earth. Yes, my friends, the meek shall inherit the earth. The kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, will reign on earth. That's why we pray, Your kingdom come. Yes, if you are a truly faithful Christian, as a future spirit being serving Christ in God's coming kingdom, you will serve the cities and nations of planet earth, assisting the King of Kings and teaching them the way to world peace, as it tells us in Isaiah 2 and verse 4. How long will faithful Christians serve as kings and priests in the future world ruling government and kingdom? Turn your Bible to Revelation, the 20th chapter, and verse 6. Revelation 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. My friends, I pray you will serve in that glorious kingdom for 1,000 years here on earth. But the future of Jerusalem and your part in it is even more amazing. We'll discuss that in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer this exciting free study guide, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. The book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, is a mystery to most people. But you can understand its mysteries and its symbols. Here are some of the chapter titles. Can you know the future? 7 keys to understanding. A final vision for the end of an era. You need to know the ultimate future, including the New Jerusalem. The study guide gives you the keys that unlock the mystery and secrets of Revelation. You also need to understand the sequence of prophetic events. Here is a chart showing the relationship of the 7 seals, the 7 trumpets, and the 7 last plagues. The book of Revelation reveals your future and the future of the world. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free study guide, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. Just ask for the booklet on Revelation. You can also order our free booklet on our website at twtv.org/revelation. Or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/revelation. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, Six inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to tomorrow's world for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/revelation.
Regular viewers of tomorrow's world know that God has a plan of salvation for all of humanity, not just the relative few who in this age have heard the name of Christ and his true message. Revelation, the 20th chapter, reveals what we call the second general resurrection. We already read in verse 6 that faithful Christians will reign with Christ 1,000 years. But notice that the others, the rest of the dead, do not live, are not resurrected until the 1,000 years are over. Revelation 20, verse 4. And they, faithful Christians, lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Then we read a parenthetical statement, verse 5. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. Who are the rest of the dead? Mainly those not in the first general resurrection. Billions of human beings who never converted to Christianity will be physically resurrected to face the judgment seat of Christ. You may be familiar with the Valley of Dry Bones in Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, and the resurrection of ancient Israelites to physical life. That resurrection is typical for all peoples and nations. And what will the judgment be like? This is a resurrection to a lifetime of judgment, and it's a resurrection to physical life. Now turn to Revelation 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. This is the second general resurrection, a resurrection to physical life, not immortal life. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The Greek word for books is Biblia. The good news is that the books, or the Bible, will be open to the understanding of the masses for the first time. The book of life is finally open to those resurrected in the white throne judgment, as we see in Revelation 20, verse 12. This will be their first opportunity to properly learn the truth. This is not a second chance, as some may like to call it. All human beings will be held accountable for their actions and thoughts. But this will be the first time for many to see their sins. They'll have the opportunity to repent of their sins and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Evangelist John O'Gwin describes this event in our free study guide, page 42. Quote, "At this point, the billions who have lived and died without ever having a genuine opportunity to know God will finally receive that opportunity. This is the time that Jesus spoke of, when the men of Nineveh will rise in the judgment along with a generation of Jesus' own day," Matthew 12, verse 41. It is a time that Ezekiel described in Ezekiel 37, a time when people who thought their hope was lost, verse 11, will be restored to physical life, verse 6, and finally given an opportunity to know God and receive His Spirit, verses 13 through 14, end of quote. After the white throne judgment, God's glorious plan will move on to the next phase, the removal of all evil and wicked humans forever. They will be thrown into the lake of fire and be destroyed forever. It's called the second death, from which there is no resurrection. Revelation 20, verse 14. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire will then expand to purify the entire earth. 2 Peter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. The purified earth has no more oceans and is prepared for the new Jerusalem, Revelation 21 and verse 1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Now, what happens next? Revelation 21, verse 2. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. My friends, God wants you to be a part of his immortal family as his sons and daughters. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 18. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Faithful Christians will inherit all things. Revelation 21, verse 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. My friends, I pray that you will become a part of God's eternal family and eventually dwell in the New Jerusalem. We'll discuss the New Jerusalem in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you an exciting free study guide that will open your eyes to the book of Revelation. It's titled, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. This inspiring free booklet covers much more information than we have time for on this program. It contains a helpful chart showing the relationships of the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven last plagues. Consider these subheads: the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the last trumpet sounds, the kingdom established, and new heavens and a new earth. Beyond the end time dangers of our time, the book of Revelation also reveals the glorious future for planet Earth and mankind, and the glorious New Jerusalem. You need this vital information. Be sure to request your free copy of Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/revelation.
My friends, we need to remember the parable of the wise and foolish virgins in Matthew, the 25th chapter. Faithful Christians become the wife of Christ. The bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. That's Matthew 25, verse 10. We also know of the wedding supper for the bride. Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's Revelation 19, verse 9. The relationship of Christ and the true church of God is powerfully explained in Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 27. Yes, the New Jerusalem is called the Lamb's wife, the wife of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. An angel reveals a vision of the city to the Apostle John in Revelation 21 and verse 9. Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife, the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. What are the characteristics and dimensions of that great city? Revelation 21, verse 11. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The Apostle John is told the measurements of the city. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Verse 16. These dimensions describe either the shape of a cube or a pyramid. However, the Holy of Holies, or the inner sanctuary, symbolizing the presence of God in the ancient King Solomon's temple that contained the Ark of the Covenant, was cubical shaped. That's 1 Kings 6, verse 20. This would indicate the form and shape of the holy city. The spiritual city has dimensions for the spiritual family of God, not on a human scale. How long is 12,000 furlongs? 1,500 miles. Let's continue with the description of the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21, verse 17. Then he measured its wall, 144 cubits, or 216 feet high, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The New Jerusalem will consist of glorious materials. Listen to this variety of exquisite jewels, Revelation 21, verse 19. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. What materials constitute the gates in the street of the city? Verse 21. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. Inside the city, a river of life flows from the throne of God and the Lamb, Jesus Christ. The Apostle John writes in Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing, or the health, of the nations." Evangelist John O'Gwynn, author of our free study guide, gives this inspiring summary. Quote, "Near the end of the book of Revelation, John describes the glory of this great city with its 12 foundations and 12 gates. The streets are of gold, and the gates are each made of a single pearl. There is brilliant color and light pervading everywhere because of the presence of the Father in Christ. Those who are part of Christ's bride will actually dwell in the New Jerusalem." Revelation 21, verses 1 through 3, and that's from page 43. "Those in the first general resurrection will dwell in the New Jerusalem city. Where will all the other saved Christians dwell who come out of the white throne judgment?" Mr. O'Gwynn continues, quote, "Those who are part of Christ's bride will actually dwell in the New Jerusalem," Revelation 21, verses 1 through 3, "while those who came later, during the millennium and the great white throne judgment, will inhabit the remainder of the new earth. The rest of God's glorified family, the nations of those who are saved, will have unfettered access to the Father in Christ, as the gates of the city will remain open by day, and there will be no night there," verses 23 through 26. "They will have complete access to the tree of life that grows in the city and to the river of the water of life," 22 verses 1 through 2, end of quote. And that's from page 43. My friends, God has given us an inspiring vision of our ultimate future. There is much more you need to know than we have time for on this program. Be sure to request our free study guide, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. You need to know the sequence of prophetic events leading up to the second coming of Christ and the New Jerusalem. Our free study guide includes a chart of the seven seals of Revelation, the seven trumpets, the day of the Lord, and the seven last plagues. Be sure to read chapter 7, Beyond the Chaos, and the Kingdom Established, and New Heavens and a New Earth. So pick up the telephone right now to order your free copy. You can also order this free booklet on our website at twtv.org/revelation, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/revelation. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 6 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/revelation.
We look forward to the new heavens and new earth. The 2 trillion known magnificent galaxies in today's heavens will be renewed and continue to magnify the glory of God. Even today, the heavens declare the glory of God, as it tells us in Psalm 19. Thank God that He has revealed to us through the Holy Scriptures, and particularly the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation, the good news of His coming kingdom, and the warnings to save us from the troubling times ahead. Our free study guide, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled, will give you insight and vital knowledge for the future, as well as encouragement and inspiration. Be sure to order your free copy. Every day that passes brings us one day closer to the greatest event in history, the return of Jesus Christ to rule all nations on earth. After the 1,000 years, Christ will conduct the White Throne Judgment for the benefit of billions of human beings who will have their first opportunity for salvation. Those who repent will finally join the family of God as spirit beings. Those who do not repent and seal their character in evil rebellion will be thrown in the lake of fire and destroyed forever as the fire expands and completely purifies the earth. Then the new Jerusalem will come down from heaven as a new center and capital of the universe. Christ affirms that awesome event to members of the faithful church, the Philadelphia church, in Revelation 3, verse 12. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. My friends, for those who are faithful Christians, the future is even more glorious than we can imagine. God in His love has revealed His plan for the future and His plan for you and me, if we are faithful servants of Christ. Let's look forward to the coming kingdom and the glory of the new Jerusalem. We can rejoice in God's awesome promise of the time when God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Revelation 21, verse 4. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. In this world of growing chaos and confusion, you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecy and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/revelation. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Do you have the feeling our world is going in the wrong direction? A very bad direction? Where can you turn to make sense of a world that is spinning out of control?
Visit twmagazine.org to get yours now.